Well, good afternoon, everybody. Middle Tennessee women's basketball coach Rick Ensel was named to the Conference USA Hall of Fame class of 2025. The league announced that on Wednesday. Ensel becomes the third Blue Raider to be inducted into the CUSA Hall of Fame, which inducted its first class in 2019. He joins former Middle Tennessee football standout and NFL All-Pro safety Kevin Byard and legendary MTSU track coach Dean Hayes, who both entered the Hall of Fame in 2024. In 20 seasons at the helm, Coach Ensel has guided the Blue Raiders to a 489-165 record, including a 295-54 record against Conference USA opponents. Since joining the league in 2013-14, Ensel has won 4 regular season titles and 9 tournament championships. A 2-time Conference USA Coach of the Year, he has coached 3 Conference USA Female Athletes of the Year, a trio of Conference USA Players of the Year, 4 Freshmen of the Year, a pair of Defensive Players of the Year, 2 6th Players of the Year, and 46 All-Conference USA selections. The Conference USA Hall of Fame is the 9th Hall of Fame Ensel has been inducted into, joining the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association Hall of Fame, the National High School Hall of Fame, the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame's Morgan Wooten Award for Lifetime Achievement for High School Girls Basketball, the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame, the Cannon County Sports Hall of Fame, the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, the Blue Raiders Sports Hall of Fame, and the Basketball Coaches Association of Tennessee Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Coach Rick Ensel and his induction soon into the Conference USA Hall of Fame. Middle Tennessee men's basketball has signed James Dent Jr. to its 25-26 roster. That coming from Coach Nick McDevitt on Wednesday. The 6'5 guard will join the team as a graduate student athlete and comes to the Blue Raiders most recently from Northern Illinois with additional stops at Western Illinois, John Logan College, and Moberly Area Community College. As a Husky during his senior year, Dent started all 31 games for the team while averaging over 14 points, 5.5 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. The Springfield, Illinois native shot 39% from the field, 34.5% from 3, and 75% from the free throw line. In the season finale at Central Michigan, Dent tallied a career-best 36 points in 50 minutes of game action, including 6 made threes, 9 rebounds, and 3 assists. He boasted a 3.1 assist-to-turnover ratio, blocking 18 shots and grabbing 26 steals as well. Dent tallied his first D1-level double-double against Ball State with an 18.10 rebound performance. He scored in double figures in 24 games. 6 of those, he had 20-plus points. So he will be an addition as Coach Nick McDevitt and his staff have now completed their 15-man roster. We'll be going over the entire thing here before very long. And again, another reminder, coming off the highly successful Blue Bloods in the Round event last spring at Humble Baron at the nearest Green Distillery and featuring Grammy and CMA award-winning riders, the Blue Raiders have now scheduled their next Blue Bloods in the Round for Thursday, July 31st, 7 o'clock at 3rd and Lindsley in Nashville. It will be hosted by Tom Douglas and Lori McKenna, along with their children, Claire Douglas and Chris McKenna, showcasing their generational talents together for the very first time. Folks, that's it for today. We'll have a week wrap-up coming for you on Friday, and that's right here on the Big G, WGNS.